welcome to Make Bank with Mia Banks. I'm Mia Banks, and I'll be your host. I grew up learning about the stock market and the importance of investments from my dad. I immediately became intrigued, but realized that there are not enough women represented in this field. This podcast is intended to promote conversation among females regarding finance, the stock market, investments, and more. And most of all, create a space and environment to empower girls to be confident in the world of finance. I'm so excited to have you and teach you why money matters. Hey everyone, welcome to Make Bank with Mia Banks. This podcast is intended to promote conversation among females regarding finance, the stock market, investments, and more. I'm Mia Banks, and I'll be your host. Hey everyone, welcome to Make Bank with Mia Banks. I'm super excited to introduce our guest. Joining me today is Isabella Kwinitsky, a junior at the University of Illinois, Urbana-Champaign. She is studying finance and information systems. Let me briefly tell you a little bit about Isabella. She's a first-generation college student. Her parents are immigrants from Poland for 2 years. She had interned at the University of Illinois' Treasury Operations Office as an investment intern. This past summer, Isabella interned for the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission's in the Division of Examinations. Isabella has also accepted an offer to intern for JP Morgan and Chase next summer as a commercial banking intern, specifically in the middle market banking and specialized industries sector. Isabella, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, hi, Mia. It's so nice to be here. Thank you for having me.
Okay, so we're going to just briefly talk about your impressive career. You're only a college junior. It would be really interesting to see where you are in 5 or 10 years from now. Just looking at today, how do you think women are doing in the financial world?
Yeah, I definitely think there's been a lot of improvement, especially me being a woman in the finance field and also being first generation. Like, there are a lot of challenges that I've had to overcome, but we definitely have a big support cycle. Even within the university, there are so many resources. Even the club that I'm involved in, which is Women in Finance Academy, there's literally an academy that's focused on women development and supporting each other. It's a very safe environment. So I definitely think it's improved a lot over the years, especially talking to professionals in the field who have shared their experiences being a woman in a male-dominated industry. But just being a student, being young, being, you know, early in the field, I'm definitely excited. And I think speaking to women who have had these experiences and had these challenges growing up have really helped me. And I'm really excited to be a woman in the finance industry.
Yeah, you had mentioned like speaking to other women. Is there someone specifically who like inspires you a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, there are a lot, specifically in finance. I've had many mentors over the years, whether they're young students who are just getting internships or maybe just starting their jobs. There are a few people who have been in my business fraternity who I've talked to and actually have helped me land the internship with JP Morgan for next summer. And then I also have mentors who are already deeper in the field. I have a mentor who's in the Women in Finance Academy, actually, and we've talked for almost a year now and have developed a really strong relationship, and we'll have monthly calls and she'll talk to me about, you know, being a woman in the field or some challenges she had to overcome, whether it's related to being a woman or not. Just, you know, how she has to balance being in such a challenging field. She's specifically doing private equity, which isn't exactly what I want to do, but it's still something really inspiring to hear about for her to do. And of course, even though my mom isn't specifically in the business field, she's always been my role model. My parents actually have a business, and so I've grown up seeing that and had to learn a lot on my own because they were immigrants. So I did help them a lot with the business. So it's always been really empowering to see my mom and my dad build a business from scratch and see them succeed, even though there have been a lot of challenges over the years.
I can totally relate to that. I mean, both of my parents are small business owners, and my mom is like you, like first generation. And just like seeing that hustle and grind, like it's something that really does inspire you. And I see my mom owning a business and she's a female, and it's like the most inspiring thing. You see it firsthand. They're taking care of you and they're like running a business. It's amazing. It's awesome to see. So I could definitely relate to that. So like as a female, like what would you say are some of like the biggest challenges that you think are related to identity of being a female in this industry?
Yeah. So for me, especially so young in my career, things can get very intimidating when you're one of, you know, few women in a male dominated industry, and especially in the classroom setting. A lot of my finance classes are composed of a lot of boys, and they tend to be more confident. They tend to speak up and share their opinions, which obviously is not a bad thing at all. But I've noticed, especially with me, myself, but other girls as well, it can get really intimidating. And it's something that I've been struggling with and trying to overcome, is this lack of confidence, like feeling that, you know, it's this feeling that you feel like you don't belong there, or you don't know something, or you're not knowledgeable, when you really are on the same play field as them. So it's really important to speak up, and even, you know, it's okay to make mistakes. That's totally fine. But that's something that I have struggled with and I'm trying to work on, is just building this confidence and knowing that I belong there, that my opinions are valid, and that I'm just as good, if not better, than everyone else in the classroom.
No, exactly. It's like such a confidence thing, which is like why I want to interview all these girls, because I feel like there's really no difference in on an intelligent level, but it's really just like this stigma that comes from society, and it's so deep rooted that it comes out, and it's evident that it comes out when we have these conversations. I mean, I even know like guys sit around, it's like a boys club almost, and talk about, you know, cryptocurrencies and all this stuff, and I try to jump in, and I find myself feeling a little awkward, and then I think back to myself, I get home and I'm like, wait, I know what I'm talking about, there's no reason that I should be feeling this way, but I still do, and I don't know what it is, but it's really just like where the conversation's flowing. So what excites you about the future of finance, and how it's changing?
Yeah, so I actually feel like the industry is changing a lot. And I was actually just recently talking to my friends and family about this, and I feel like it gets confusing, but I just feel like things are changing a lot. And in the next few years, a lot is going to be different about the field than it used to be, especially after the pandemic. A lot of so-called everyday people are getting involved in finance, in the market, in the stock market. Everyone's investing. Like you hear people who are literally like 15-year-old teenagers investing, and it's not just the experts anymore. So I think that's one huge thing. And obviously the market's just going up and up right now, but I'm really curious to see if there's going to be a stopping point at one point where, you know, these like under-knowledged, or not, I don't even want to say that, it's just like new investors and the experts might clash. But I don't know, I think that's really interesting. And also I'm seeing this rise in fintech, and especially as a finance and information systems major, that's really interesting to me. It's really exciting because you see big companies like even like Venmo, where, you know, or PayPal, where these big financial companies are combining with technology. And it's obviously to make people and consumers and customers' lives easier. But at the same time, I'm really curious to see, you know, the future of many jobs, like they are getting replaced by these apps and different software. So I'm really curious about that. But I think it's really interesting. A lot is changing. And that's why I chose this field. There's just so much to learn. And I'm a person who's really curious and never wants to stop learning. So I'm really interested to see where finance will be in the next few years. And I think the change is starting now.
Yeah. And I mean, as someone who's literally in high school, the evolution of technology has been so impactful. I mean, I see it all, that there are like these apps where you can simulate trading and games, and it's fun for kids to get into it and people my age. Like Investor, I think, is an app that a bunch of kids use, and there's leagues, right? And you can invest, and whoever's stocks are doing the best that day go up on the leaderboard, and it's like a game, but it's actually like teaching you how to invest and notice patterns. And I feel like I love that technology is becoming a more prominent role in finance, which I think that a lot of times previously kids had kind of thought of something that adults would kind of take more control of, but now it's like anyone can do it. We have it at our fingertips. It's like amazing.
Well, even think about the app Robinhood. Like no one really knew how to invest before then, like people our age. But Robinhood made it so easy. And obviously, they have so much controversies, but I do think they're in the beginning stage of developing their app and really changing the world of investing. So that definitely has made it easier for people who aren't as knowledgeable about investing and simplifying it, kind of dumbing it down. So I definitely think fintech is growing, and it's never going to be perfect, but I do think it's to simplify things and make it easier. So really curious to see where that will go in the future.
Yeah, no, that's amazing. So, talking a little bit about your personal life, you had mentioned before that your dad was a significant influence in your study of finance. And that was something that when I heard it, I immediately made a connection because my dad was the person who basically taught me everything that I know. And it was something that, we could bond over and also something that we talked about and we still talk about all the time. So, can you just talk about a little bit about your and your dad's relationship and how he influenced your career decision?
Yeah. So, like I said, I'm a first generation college student in general. My parents are immigrants, so I grew up doing a lot on my own. I was very independent, which I think is great that that's how it turned out because of that I was very motivated. I made a lot of goals, but also I wanted to make my parents and myself proud. So, I've always worked very closely with my parents and their business. So my dad actually started his construction business a few years after coming to America, and obviously starting a business from scratch is really hard. And I was really young at the time, so I don't remember the origin, but later on I was very, very involved. I'd say from elementary school, I was literally helping them with their business, and later on I learned how to write invoices, proposals. I was literally writing emails to clients. And it wasn't that they weren't capable. I mean, they were more than capable. And sometimes it makes me sad that they think they're not. It's just they didn't know the language as well. There's just that barrier. So I was kind of the one that was connecting the clients to my parents and their business. And my dad does a great job. My parents both are really good at what they do. And I learned a lot from them and the relationships that my dad built with his clients. To this day, he's still really close with some of the customers that he's worked with. And so I learned a lot about how, to maintain these relationships, how important it is to be honest in your work. And I've helped a lot from what I've just mentioned, just writing everything to building a website for him, even helping him find workers when times were tough. My dad did a lot, but I also helped him a lot with kind of like the logistics. So I like to think that I'm a part of the business. And that
Yeah.
really did build us, we're really close because of it too. And I love to talk finance to him and about business. Like he's very interested. And I learned a lot from him, but he's also learning a lot from me and my perspective. So it's kind of a two-way street, and it's really exciting to talk to him about it.
Yeah, I mean, I can so relate. Like, my dad will tell me something, and then I'll email him about a new cryptocurrency. And it's so fun because I don't know, it's like a bonding thing, but it's also like we're learning from each other. And I love that you talk about building relationships in business. And this is literally with anything. My dad literally always says, like, I think he says like 75 30, like 30% is about your knowledge, 75% is literally about your personality and being personable. And I think that just from speaking to you, that's something that's extremely evident. And that's a super great skill to have. And that all stems from confidence, I think, which is so important. So, yeah, I just wanted to note that. Cool. So, before the show, you had mentioned that the pandemic had influenced your interest in finance. Do you? Maybe just want to briefly talk about that. I mean, there was obviously like a huge market crash, which piqued my interest because everyone started talking about it. I don't know if it was same for you or, yeah.
Yeah, so I was actually not sure what I wanted to do major wise, but then as soon as the pandemic hit, I knew I wanted to do finance because of the stock market crash. Like it was obviously a very bad time for a lot of people financially, but for me, I feel like it was the reason why I was so interested in finance and why I decided to pursue that route because there was so much going on. I was listening to a lot of podcasts, I was reading a lot of books. I also had an externship at the time where I was learning a lot about investment management and learning, about different financial statements, looking at them and seeing how the pandemic affected them. So it was very hands-on and interactive. And I think that's what piqued my interest. And that's actually when I started to experiment and I started investing a little. And obviously, I'm not an expert or anything, but that's when I got to play with the market a little bit. Especially since everything was, hitting record lows and just just not doing great, but for me, it was like an opportunity to learn a lot. So I learned a lot about the economy, especially because at the time I still had my investment internship. My bosses let me work during breaks. So that was a great experience because I did research for them at the time. So I was analyzing different graphs and charts and reading articles. And every day there was something new to learn about. Like there was always something new happening, whether it was like the job market, the economy, the stock market. So that was a really good opportunity for me to learn. And we all had much more time at the time too. So it was a perfect combination.
Yeah, I mean, I think it definitely served as an opportunity for all of us. Okay, last question. What are some ways that you were able to build financial confidence?
Yeah, so I'd say, especially as a girl in finance, sometimes you just have to go for it. And that's what I really have learned over the past few years. Even with my internship from the university, I was a freshman when I got that. It's not that I was deserving of it. I didn't have the knowledge, but I just went for it. And since then, that was something I learned, to just learn more about the field. Like, do everything you can, meet people. Like you said, networking is huge, and people are willing to teach you and to mentor you and to have a lot to share with you. And sometimes you just have to go for it. So that's really how I built my confidence, was just going for opportunities, joining a lot of organizations. I mean, my university has so many, from finance to even entrepreneurship, like developing my other personal interests, just learning as much as you can. That really does build your confidence in not just finance, but everything. And, at that point, you can start experimenting, learning a little more, talking to people. And from there, you just develop passions and interests, and it just makes it so much easier. So sometimes just going for it, being tenacious and, motivated really helps. And that's how you learn. That's how you get better.
Right. Well, I just want to thank you so much for coming on here today and being our first guest. I really appreciate your time and gave us a lot of really great insight. So yeah, thank you.
Yeah, thank you. It was nice being here.
Thank you guys so much for joining us today. I hope you learned a little bit more about why money matters, and I hope that you learned something new and are inspired to go about your financial decisions a little bit more than when you came here. Make sure to check us out at makingbankwithmiabanks.com to learn more.